Okay, hello. This is my first ever Twitter space. I don't know how this works. Woo! Happy good morning and good night and good evening, gamers. I think I've sent the link out to some people and I've given some people rights to speak, but we're just waiting on a few people to come in the moment. Oh, a few people are hopping in. Hello, hello. Thanks for stopping by. Man, I am sending out the link to a few people right now who will hopefully hop in, and we can chat about some random stuff for the moment. But yeah, I am excited. It is my birthday today, so we're gonna be doing some crazy things. Let me check to make sure the peeps I bought are not expired, otherwise I will need to buy some more. It looks like, oh, hello, Rita and Aoi. Thanks for stopping by. I can give you guys speaking privileges, actually. Hold on. Invite to speak if you guys would like. Oh, Segi, I can invite you to speak. You are invited to speak, I think. Is that how that works? Hello, hello. I think the peeps I got are. So they expire. This is really vague. Oh. March 2024. Okay, the peeps should still be good for eating. So, we're all good. I only have 12 or so I'm not going to be singing too much, but these are going to be definitely good for stream later today. I still need to make my thumbnail, which is a little bit awkward, but that's okay. I'm just going to put together something. Also, you're muted, Siggy. Oh, Aoi requested. Add a speaker. Connecting. Rita, I can also invite to speak if you would like. But yes, hello, hello. Hi, guys.
Hello,
What?
Happy
Hello.
Happy Easter,
Happy birthday. Happy Easter. Happy
guys. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. I was about to go get some groceries, but I thought I'd stop by and say happy birthday before I
Oh,
go.
nice.
thanks for stopping by.
Of course. Sorry I can't stay too long, but I just wanted to, give you some well wishes.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. That's okay. Good luck with that grocery run.
Thank you, everyone. Have fun. Wish Tomo
Yeah,
a
thanks.
happy birthday.
Yay, happy birthday.
Bye. Siggy,
Bye.
talking. Hi, guys.
Hi,
Hi.
guys.
Hey, for those who do not know me, I am. Oh, wait, I didn't introduce myself. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys. I'm Tomo. Otherwise
Hi, guys.
by some people as the Among Us Beans guy.
Oh, yes. Among Us Beans Man. Hello.
Yeah, and then oh, Mr. Arakita Sigi is requesting to speak, but he keeps
Oh,
muting
Mr.
himself.
Arki to
Oh
Sagi.
my
Hello, Mr.
gosh,
Arki to
the little
Sagi.
birthday boy. Little
What?
birthday boy in the Twitter space. Oh my gosh.
What?
Dang, we were gonna get tacos, but
Oh,
in a different
yeah.
Tacos from
Yeah, not
where?
tacos from tacos, not Taco Bell, unfortunately.
Oh.
But we could.
We're not going to Taco Bell on your birthday.
Hey, what's wrong with that? Oh my God, I had bun duties. Okay, funny story, but like we have like quarterly dinners, and every single dinner, like someone like our manager will be like, "No one suggested a place yet," so we're going to Taco Bell. And we're like, no,
Wow.
don't go to Taco Bell for the corporate dinner where it's
Again.
all paid for.
We've made it.
So we've really,
That's true. You want to go somewhere nice?
yeah, so that when the company pays for it, like it's a little bit like it's not like dang,
That's
you get your
understandable.
value in,
Paid
dude.
like $15. I wonder if the company would pay for the battle pass from Taco Bell though.
Oh,
What's
the
that?
young Taco Pass?
You don't know about the Taco Bell battle
Dude,
pass?
the Taco
Oh,
Bell
well,
Battle
we don't
Pass
have
is value.
Taco Bell here,
Wait,
so
you
I don't
guys don't
know.
have Taco
Oh,
Bell?
yeah.
I mean, we do, but it's not like your normal Taco Bell, you know what I mean?
No.
Like it's like bougie Taco Bell in Japan.
Wait, what do you mean
Bad.
bougie Taco Bell?
It's like really expensive. There's no like dollar menu, and like it's all like over like $7.
No.
That's kind of crazy, dude. What?
I know.
Crazy. Over $7 for a Taco Bell? Oh my.
Yeah, God. And I'm not even thinking about, I guess retail tacos, but it's like you get a meal with like your choice of like a burrito or like a quesadilla or like tacos or whatever. I don't know. It's really, it's bougie and expensive. It's so like I don't go.
Full meal pass. Okay. I see.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's a Taco Bell pass?
So it's like you basically get like one taco. Is it one taco or one burrito?
No, it's like one free taco a day.
Well, it's not, what? You paid like $5 for it. For the, yeah. You pay $5 for like the month and you get one free taco a day.
Okay, wait, that's kind of worth.
It's kind of value, not gonna lie. Like, you just stockpile those? Like, so it's like...
No, don't. We're not saving tacos.
No, I'm saying...
No, listen. We already have the issue of you leaving vegetables in the fridge as is. I don't think we need tacos.
Uh-oh. I'm just saying, uh-oh. I wouldn't need to do it. But if you were on a budget or something, and you're like, okay, we save, like, three tacos. Because, like, three tacos is a full meal. Like, a dinner. So, like, you just, every 3 days, you throw, like, two of your tacos in the air fryer. And then, like... You pick one
air fryer.
You just go. Actually, I don't know if tacos will go well in an air fryer. Actually, what do you guys
think? That's been my like recent dilemma. Like, I don't know what is okay to put in the air fryer and like what isn't. Like, right. Can I just put everything in the air fryer? Like, no.
Right. Yeah. No. That's. I mean, we have an air fryer. We've just never used it because one, we don't know how to use it, and two,
what?
We don't know what to put in the air fryer.
So. You just gotta press a button.
No, we're just. It's not that we don't know how to use it. It's just that we're very lazy and don't use it at all.
What? Wait, but if you're lazy, shouldn't you be using an air fryer?
Okay, listen. We gotta preface that we, honest to God, don't cook as often as we should.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Was throwing a corn dog in the microwave.
Ooh, okay, that's me though.
Okay, you threw fries in the air fryer. That's cooking.
I mean,
that's cooking.
Kind of, like half cooking.
It's okay. Yeah, you at least. I mean, that's more than normal. To be completely fair.
It's not delivery and it's not McDonald's, so.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Speaking of McDonald's, I watched this crazy video yesterday. I watched a lot of YouTube yesterday, but I've been making my thumbnail. But like, basically there's this McDonald's training DSI game that was like, basically it's like, You couldn't get it anywhere in the world. The last one auctioned off for like $3,000 on like Japanese eBay or something.
What?
I watched this whole documentary on how this guy like basically like you need a code, like a specific McDonald's ID code to get into the game because it's for training employees. So like he had to find the game, buy it with the code. And the game was entirely in Japanese, so he had to, like, have a friend help translate it as he played it. And then he uploaded
it. No, what the hell?
Yeah, and it's, like, it's from, like, 2010 or something, so it's crazy. Whoa. So, either way, that was, like, wow, I'm kind of inspired to, like, work at McDonald's after watching this story.
Is that what you asked me?
Yeah!
No,
like, okay. Wait, have you ever considered working at McDonald's? Because, like, they kept playing that one McDonald's Japan commercial with, like, with like you know the is it A4 that or A1 that like A4 is something else.
A1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What are you talking about? Like,
you know the what? A1 Pixar's McDonald's commercial.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they kept playing that in the background. I was like, wait, oh. Really fun to work at McDonald's in Japan. Not gonna lie.
Oh okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So I was like, hey, you know, like. I feel like this would be on brand. Plus, you would get free McDonald's if you worked at McDonald's.
See, that's why I would do it. That's the only reason I would do it.
Well, yeah. That, I mean, one, you get paid. And two, you get your meals paid for. Like,
for real.
Win-win.
For real.
Yeah, actually, though. Plus, it looks kind of fun. Like, everyone looked like they were smiling in the anime
video. The smiles and the fries.
Yeah. So it looks like it'd be really, you know, positive, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah, everything totally isn't just fiction. And
oh, yeah, it's totally like it is in the anime.
Yeah, exactly. The McDonald's anime, of course.
Oh my god.
I would watch a McDonald's anime, not gonna lie.
I mean, same.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be pretty good. Also, Athena, welcome in. Let me, I think I gave
welcome,
you
speak. Welcome.
Let me invite to speak again. I don't know how that works, but
I have to dip for a second, but if you're still going, I will rejoin.
Yeah, sounds
happy good. Birthday.
Thanks. Bye guys.
Bye guys.
Yeah, bye. Oh man. Yeah, would you ever work at McDonald's, Siggy?
I know myself well enough to where I have like sworn off working in fast food or food industry, period.
But why is that?
Dude, I'm not going back to like long hours just standing around doing fuck nothing.
Oh, wait, have you worked in fast food?
Yeah, before? Dude.
Wait, where'd you work? Panda?
Like, I don't know if I should be saying this on a Twitter space.
All right. Public information. Well, this one's not archived, but still. No. Okay, you worked at a fast food thing.
Yes, that was years ago.
Yeah, wow. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience? Like, what'd you like? What'd you dislike? I mean, you already told us what you
liked. I mean, there's not a lot to like, dude.
Oh. That's...
I'm just there to get my minimum wage so I can pay for the dumb things that I want to do for this really dumb mic that I shouldn't have bought to begin with.
I mean, hey, it's a good mic, though.
It is a good mic. But, you know, poor decision making when you have access to a lot of different things. Anyway.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But, I mean, because you got the mic, I bought the mic because I'm like a lemming. And it's working pretty good, so it all ends up well, I guess. Okay, I think I invited Athena to speak as well, but I don't think it's working because none of us have used Twitter Spaces before. How do you invite people to speak? Or you invite to speak? How do you accept that? I do not know. Well, either way, yeah. Honestly, I thought long and hard about wanting to work at fast food. Like, I always thought about it as a kid, and I always thought about, like, you know, working at fast food sounds like it'd be pretty fun. Like, well, certain fast food chains. Maybe not McDonald's America. Oh, welcome in. Okay,
wait,
I think you're
Rip,
a speaker now.
Does this thing only work on phone?
It's working!
Wait, does this...
Only on phone. Only on phone.
The whole time I thought it was on my computer, so I was like, I can't join, damn. And then I was like, oh, no, it's on my phone. Alexa, yeah. Stop.
Hey, Alexa.
Sorry. My 30-minute timer went off. That was my alarm to wake up. Hello. Okay. Sorry, did I interrupt something?
No, we were just, I don't know what we were talking about. Fast food, working in fast food. Did you ever consider working in fast food?
Yeah, I wanted to work at, what did I want to work at? Like, the Five Guys or something, so I could have unlimited peanuts.
Oh, peanuts!
Wait, but y'all are, like, freaking, what do you call it? In-N-Out Burger. I don't care about that.
In-N-Out is so good. But also Shake Shack. Shake Shack, good,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Also, hi, Siggy. Sorry, I didn't say
hello.
Hi. Nice to meet you. I'm Athena. I'm Athy. You can call me Athy.
I heard quite a bit about you from.
Oh, damn. Stop. Stop.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm going to put this man on blast.
Oh, damn.
I've been dying over your covers. No. I'm just like, shit.
I don't even have that many out yet. I'm like a baby.
Yeah,
it's okay.
All like three of them.
The number that you have out, I can tell you the number of times he's looped it in the car.
Hey, I was like, bro, I need to show you this mix.
No. He's literally just like, bro, you want to hear this cool mix? Bro, you want to hear this cool cover?
Because it's so good.
Can we listen to it again?
Oh, no. Oh my god, you're making me so embarrassed. Stop.
Sorry. I'm like, yo, wait, this Alize remix is insane. Check this out. I'm like, oh,
no,
shit.
You too nice. Oh gosh. Man. Also, happy birthday. Happy
thanks.
What I was gonna say, like something like freak, how do you say happy birthday in Japanese again?
Otanjobi omedeto.
I was like, no, I was gonna make it into a pun. Otanjobi omedetomo.
I'm not. This is gonna be my new status. That should be a thing. Hashtag Otanjobi Omedetomo. You heard it first, guys.
Yeah, thanks. That's a good one. No, actually, thank you.
No problem. All right, so back to fast food. What did Seiyi say? I missed that part.
I've sworn it off. I won't go back.
Never.
Wait, where did you work?
Once again, people don't even know that.
Oh, no, is there a list?
Oh, no, it's like, I don't think we should reveal our corporate history.
I will say there's like two.
Oh, dang. Okay. Wow. I guess, like, once you've actually done it, you no longer have that, like desire to be like, man, I wonder what it's like to work in fast food.
Well,
right?
I don't think there should be a desire to begin with, completely honest.
It's that curiosity, right? Like, I wonder what it's like to, you know, show up, make some burgers with your coworkers, and then head home, right? Like, I don't know.
Hmm.
You feel me?
Does Starbucks count? Would you work at Starbucks?
I feel like, okay. I don't think I've ever heard anyone having a good experience working at a Starbucks. No offense.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like that's a different experience.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. But what counts as fast food? Because some places are.
I think like any like chain that like has a drive-through. I feel like that counts as fast food. Like
I don't know. I feel like I'd love to work at a fast food restaurant, but in like Japan.
I know you were talking about that with Ali earlier. Yeah, I feel like that'd be really fun. Like McDonald's Japan, I would move to Japan and just work at McDonald's. Like that would be pretty fun. I get to wear the cool outfits too. Like, don't the uniforms look sick?
Yeah. I probably have really good. I don't know. What do you call it? Like satisfaction, and they're like really happy with their jobs.
Right. So yeah.
there was an anime for McDonald's, did you know? Their ads.
Commercial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that one.
That made me want to work there.
Right? It's so convincing. Like the graduation scene with like the McDonald's senpai.
Yes.
Wow, that's so emotional.
It was so good. And then you were talking about that DS game, right?
The training game.
I actually watched the playthrough of it. It was very entertaining.
Right? All in Japanese, so it's kind of hard to like understand, but still it's like, wow, this is crazy. The fact that they have like the music kind of bangs from the game, not going to lie. Like it's pretty good. Like do 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 do. And then it's like a jingle and it's
low. It was a remix. Yeah, it was like a weird remix of the McDonald's theme. But you know, like McDonald's ads are so strange now. Have you seen a bunch of them?
No, I haven't in like a while. I've not seen
McDonald's. They hired like a really deep voiced guy, almost like a Martin Freeman kind of god voice. And they would make really weird things like, they would say things like, waking up in the morning, you can't have it without your McDonald's. Oh no, something, it was like, a road trip isn't a road trip unless you have your McDonald's. If not, that's like just a long drive or something like that. It's something really stupid.
It feels like they're Coomer baiting with McDonald's.
It is. It's like they're trying to normalize McDonald's in everyday life as if it's not just like a chain. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. I get my McDonald's for breakfast, then for lunch, then for dinner. I go home. I might have health problems by the time I get to eat.
Oh my god.
Man.
I'm craving it now.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know what they would say, like, life's not the same without your McDonald's or something. I don't know. Like,
oh, you should be their next spokesperson.
I'm loving it. Something like that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's exactly how it would be.
I feel mildly.
McDonald ASMR?
Oh god. Wait, that'd be so funny though. I don't know how the corporation, like, would they copyright strike that for like using the franchise?
No, because they're like their scripts are really stupid. So.
That's fair. Oh my god, speaking of ads, have you guys seen the Hatsune Miku Domino's ad?
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
I don't know if it's still online, but I watched another documentary about that yesterday, and it was very good. Let me look it up. Let me see if I can find it.
Is it in Japan?
Well, yeah, it's like a white guy talking through it, like American guy, and he speaks in English and it's subtitled in Japanese, but it was like written by a Japanese commercial.
I see it. Hold up. I'm watching it right now.
Nose pizza.
Why is it 2 minutes long?
I guess they got a full feature. Oh, it's here. Oh my god.
Wait, he's the president of Domino's. Is he really the president of Domino's?
Tired. I don't wanna I don't want to spoil the lore too much, but for the sake of the video, he is retired now as the president. But it is, yeah. But the lore goes pretty deep with this one, I'll say. Man, the music is so good.
President of Domino's Pizza.
But yeah, he's the CEO. He was the former CEO of McDonald's, or not McDonald's, Domino's Pizza Japan. It's kind of crazy.
I want that pizza box, though.
Right?
That pizza box is so cool.
God, the Miku Domino's moped is kind of sick.
Wait, I would buy that pizza box. I would pay like $100 for that box.
I mean, you probably could get one like somewhere on eBay or something. I don't know if it'd only go for $100 though.
Wait, they even have like a variation of her like with purple hair.
Wait,
that's...
Oh yeah, they also have like Domino's like Miku songs specifically. It's kind of
crazy. Oh my gosh, she's so cute.
Like this is like pizza. It kind of bangs. Like Hatsune Miku, pizza.
And a motorbike. Wait, let me see.
Oh no, it's Yum Yum Pizza by Miku.
Oh my god, the bike is so cute.
Someone says it's their favorite song from the Domino's Miku campaign. Kind of weird that Miku decided to put some cheese instead of leek. No.
Yeah, was it not leek pizza?
Oh wait, did they actually? That's kind of crazy.
That'd be cool.
That's kind of crazy to me. People, wow, Hatsune Miku, we stan.
I mean, if it isn't like a full leek on top of the pizza, then yeah, I'd be disappointed.
Whole pizza on top of a leek. That'd be
interesting. Not chopped up, just the whole leek on top.
I can imagine like a leek shaped pizza, just like you overlay a pizza on top of a leek.
Oh yeah, it's like a calzone.
Kind of like, yeah, almost like a hot dog in a way, but like pizza. Never mind, because that doesn't work. But either way, yeah. Oh my god, the comments on this YouTube video are so funny. Oh my god.
The memes.
It literally sparked a generation of memes. It's kind of crazy.
Oh my god. Man.
What a world we live in. What a world.
These memes are so bad.
This isn't the original upload. The original upload had like 1 million views and was taken down because it was originally on the Domino's channel, which makes it even funnier. But yeah.
Miku just looks super out of place next to this.
It's good. It's good.
He looks just like so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's really just a work of art. Look, the employees. Like, honestly, the amount of effort that went into this commercial, like, or this campaign is kind of incredible. Like, they have a whole app.
I saw it. It's, like, literally her...
Yeah. It still exists.
Like, rhythm game.
But, yeah, only for, like, iOS 10.3.3. So, you can't get it anymore unless you have, like, a really old iPhone, like, 4 or 5 or something. But...
They need to bring this back. They really do.
They really do.
Oh my god.
But with Mr. Scott gone, I don't know if Hatsune Miku will ever relive the same glory she did with Domino's Pizza. Or if Domino's Pizza will relive the same glory that it did with Hatsune
Miku. I mean, Domino's is pretty bomb, not gonna lie. I love it anyway.
Oh my. I tried to order Domino's yesterday, actually, and like, there was literally not a single Domino's within range of delivery to where I was. It was really sad.
We don't have Domino's.
Make your own Domino's. Make your own.
Yeah, well, I got Little Caesars instead, but, like, still.
I've never had Little Caesars.
Did you did you order a full pizza again and, like, leave the box on the floor?
No!
Like,
I was at my friend's house. I was at my friend's house.
And we okay.
Yeah, we finished all but one slice, which is pretty good. But yeah. Hawaii. Oh, yeah, pineapple.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. But Little Caesars Hawaiian kind of slaps. And no, the box is not left out. Don't have to worry about that. Man, that's pretty good.
I eat pizza too much. I think I should stop.
It's okay. It's
like our go-to.
Unlike meal. McDonald's, it's kind of a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle when you work and you work in a healthcare facility. That's the only thing our administrators ever get us. They're like, "Oh, well, I'm sorry, you're short-staffed and overworked. Here's some pizza."
They're like, "Oh, you know, we could get our employees something really healthy because they're health workers, or oh, pizza sounds great."
Yeah, that's like the way they compensate for traumatizing us.
They're like, "We can't pay you overtime, but we can give you pizza."
Oh yeah. It's cursed pizza.
Oh, that's painful.
It's fine though. Yeah. But you know, I never get to have it because they always order it on the day shift. And then when it's night shift, it's all stale and cold.
We kind of have the opposite thing where like we get like they serve dinner at the workplace at like 7:30 so to like support the people who are working overtime and late. But like if you don't work like if you work night shift, you get free dinner every day. But if you don't and you just work day shift, you just have to grind it out for the free dinner. So yeah, unfortunate, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
The dinners are pretty good. Like we got like chicken curry one time. It's like, ooh, that's pretty good. And nachos, like it's not pizza, but it is what it is.
I love nachos.
Yeah, nachos are pretty good. But honestly, I feel like there are some weird things with nachos, right? I feel like nachos get soggy really quickly. So you have to like eat them really fast, otherwise you don't get the full experience. And it's kind of a loss. A big loss, but yeah. Oh man. So tacos. I gotta get changed before we go to tacos.
Put your pants on.
Taco.
Yeah.
I've never had Taco Bell. Is that bad?
No, you're better off, to be honest.
Okay.
I mean, it's like an experience. You have to have it at least once.
I haven't had a lot of fast food change. I'm letting you know I don't eat a lot of fast food.
Oh,
again, you are better off. Live your life the way that you do.
But if there was one that I should eat, like which one should I have? Like I haven't had Arby's or Wendy's.
Go to Wendy's. That's like the only one I'll recommend.
Really?
I think Wendy's is probably one of like the few fast food chains that is like, okay, this isn't too bad. This is like, I'm paying a decent amount of money, but it's not bad. Next, exactly. Like Five Guys, you know what I mean? But like that's a different story.
Mm-hmm. Five Guys is good. Yeah.
Five Guys is on a different level.
Yeah. Otherwise, I mean, to be fair, Burger King's not bad.
Burger King's not bad, but I wouldn't recommend it. You know what I mean?
I mean, okay, to be fair, on the scale, I still put it around, like, I think it's, like a B. Like, it's not bad, but it's not, like, amazing, but it's pretty good, we'll say. I don't know, but we also don't have, like, a close Burger King. The closest Burger King closed down here, so I'm pretty sad about that, but... Yeah.
You know, I've only had In-N-Out Burger once in my life, and I thought it was overrated. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's normal.
Yeah. Like people.
Everyone was like, "You gotta get the whatever animal fries or whatever."
Oh, okay.
And it's literally just Thousand Island sauce. And I'm sorry, but I hate Thousand Island sauce.
What?
That was like the worst experience of my life.
I don't think it's that bad. Okay, hold on. Like we can take like a couple steps back. You know what I mean? I don't think. Ooh.
I I'm sorry. Did I offend you?
Well, there's no offense to it solely because I also don't believe in Thousand Island sauce.
What?
I will agree with you on the sentiment that it is overrated.
Oh yeah.
God, that was the first salad dressing I actually liked, guys. Like,
I don't think that to be a salad dressing.
Ew.
It changed my life. That's when I started eating vegetables, guys. Oh my God.
No, it cannot.
It's so good. No. Oh, man. We can tell which fast food chain I would like. I love Thousand Island, but I'd say Caesar has overtaken it personally. Like, Caesar is just too good.
But oh yeah, Caesar's the best. Or that Japanese sesame dressing. That's my favorite. The one you get in like the tonkatsu restaurants.
Oh,
the shredded cabbage.
Yeah, that one hits different.
So good.
All right, put your pants on, mister.
Oh, fine.
Go get your food.
Do you think the restaurant will be okay with us having a Twitter space? If we do it outside.
I mean, probably.
Yeah, it was probably fine. Hey, what shirt should I wear?
Oh, wait, you're going to continue with... Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not against that. I'm just working right now anyway.
Go to tacos. Anyways, yeah. Wait, before we go, I need to make my thumbnail for my stream in 5 hours.
That's what I'm doing right now, except I'm prepping.
I'm glad I'm streaming the same thing like 5 times next week, so that I only have to make one thumbnail.
That is amazing. I love that. That's strats.
Yeah. It's like once you start a game series, you just paste the thumbnail over and over again. It's great. Okay, which PNG of myself doing the pog face do I put on for this one? Alrighties, let's see. Thumbnails are a struggle. Man. Oh my god, I forgot I saved the entirety of that Genshin thread with the... Never mind, actually, not gonna talk about that one. Oh, Siggy left. Okay, he's going to go prepare to get tacos while I make my thumbnail.
Are you going to cook tacos at least?
Yeah. Oh, they're really good. Oh, but they're kind of spicy. Well, my spice tolerance is really low, but I think the tacos are quite spicy, so it's kind of rough.
Ask them for less spice, then.
But that's, like, sacrilegious at the same time.
What? No.
I feel like it is.
Really?
Like, yeah, because you're like they're like they look at you and they're just like, ah, I see you are weak, and I'm just
no,
like,
oh. What if you're just like allergic to spice?
I mean, I do have like acid reflux, kind of, so like it does kind of trigger the acid reflux, and it's kind of not cool. But at the same time, it's weakness, a sign of weakness.
Don't. That is not a sign of weakness. Oh my gosh. Don't say that.
Oh my god.
I can't. I'm like really weak with spice too, but if it ruins my day, then I obviously cannot.
I guess that's fair. That's fair.
I'm like lactose intolerant, so I can't even drink milk to.
Oh, same. Oh my god. The lactose intolerance.
Right?
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
Then how do you even recover?
You just wait it out, I guess.
Wait it out?
Yeah, you just wait it out. You're like, well, the pain will stop eventually. Right? Right? I don't know. I think it stops eventually, personally.
but a lot of pain.
Yeah, it is a lot of pain though. Oh god. Oh no. Today I'm gonna be using spicy sauce when I'm dipping the peeps. Oh, and I'm singing at the same time. Oh god. Wait, that's gonna be awful.
Spicy singing. That's so blessed.
Except for like the acid reflux really gets annoying when I sing, right? Because it's like. You just want to sing, and then you're, like, just burping all the time, and then you're like, and then, yeah.
But that's also super blessed.
Is burping blessed? I cannot.
Yeah, make it a thing. Every time you burp, do a Batsu game.
That's kind of extreme!
extreme.
Oh, is it? Is your acid reflux that bad?
I mean, like, I feel like I burp like 2 to 3 times a song when I've eaten spicy. Oh
shoot!
Stuff,
okay, so never mind.
That's
then.
Like that's a lot of batsu. That's like, oh boy, okay. How I feel about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a lot of burps.
Yeah, no, definitely. So
I don't know. I feel like people should burp more on stream. I think we need to normalize some burping.
Some burping. I mean, okay, Dawn from Prison Project does like burping streams. She's kind of known for that. So I mean, there's a market for it.
It's right?
Definitely a thing. So okay, let's just make this thumbnail here. Add the drop shadow. Okay, that's looking pretty good. Now we just center the PNG slightly because I'm leaning to the left here, and we're just going to, yeah, wow, I'm really leaning to the left. Okay, yeah, position. Is it really bad? It's really sad. I make all my thumbnails in After Effects, and it's really difficult. I suffer.
I use what is it, Adobe Creative Cloud, because I'm a noob and I don't know how to use any Adobe products other than the one online.
I mean, wait, Creative Cloud is Adobe. Wait, which?
It is, but like this one's like for stupid people. Like, I don't even know how to use Photoshop. It's for like kids. No offense if you use Creative Cloud. It's like the easy man's version of a Photoshop, you know. But it works for thumbnails, it works for schedules, so that's all I need. I don't need Photoshop. I think it's worth it. It has cool fonts and things.
Been muted for like the past like 10 minutes or like, sorry, 10 seconds or something.
No. You muted yourself?
No, like I have this thing where what's it called, like Twitter times me out after a certain amount of time so that I don't like just use Twitter all day. But like I don't know if like that canceled me out while I was doing my Twitter space, and that would be a little bit awkward. Huh. Okay, I cannot make this thumbnail look good, so I'm just going to use a plain background and throw in some party poppers and call it a day. Okay. Party popper emoji. Party popper emoji. Google.
Anyway, I'm sorry if my typing is obnoxiously
loud. Hey, it's okay. Okay. We're going to save this image as a party popper, okay, in thumbnails for April. I'm just gonna put this here. Whoa! Okay, I think it's coming together. I think it's coming together. We just need to put a white outline on these, and then should be good. And then I'll put like birthday karaoke and marshmallow eating. Man, I meant to set up all this yesterday, and then I didn't do a single thing yesterday, and it's. The weekends just are like that sometimes, I guess.
Hey, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
They say that procrastinators are actually smarter people.
Oh, really? Wow, that gives me...
I mean, they are like, you know, people who procrastinate are more intelligent or something. Dumb thing.
Sounds
like that.
Justification.
Sounds like justification. Studies show that if you procrastinate, you actually have a higher IQ. Or something like that. I don't even know.
Trying to be superior. Like, well, I might be bad. I might, like, not get anything done, but at least I have something going for me.
Right.
Yeah. Rationalization. I think that's the one thing. Like, that's the word I was looking
for. Rationalize. Yep.
Yeah, there we go.
8, what's 3? 6 plus 3 is 9.
That's, okay, that's correct. Wait.
12 plus 3 is 15. I'm just doing time zones right now, so trying to do PDT, EDT, GMT, GIST.
That's so hard. GST. Yeah, I just put PDT to be completely honest because It's the time zone of the company, so. But
well, people want more time zones on my schedule. Oh, so I do four. Oh, I put four time zones. 9 plus 3. What's 9 plus 3? 12, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
12 noon. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
All right. Birthday. Oh God, it's getting cut off. Birthday celebration. Oh God, what font do I need to use? I don't think Impact is going to work very well for this one. Birthday celebration. I'm going to center that. I'm going to change the font to something that actually looks okay. When Siggy was saying, I listen to your covers a lot. I've been like singing Haruka Toku in the shower, and it's like.
But it like can... that anime is so good, though. Have you seen
no,
it?
No, I actually haven't heard of it.
Go. Go get go.
Oh my god!
Watch now.
Is it? What's it about?
We should do a watch along. It's about these. So like, they're these high school girls, and they're kind of just like, you know, chilling, doing their own thing, but. Uh-huh. One of them kind of existential crisis kind of situation, and then they kind of want to do something with their life, and then they find out they can go on this trip to Antarctica because I think they know through people. Oh, there's this girl who kind of asks people. There's like this one girl who's not the main character. She's one of the main characters though.
Uh-huh.
Her life's goal is to go to Antarctica because it had something to do with like her mom. Her mom is missing, and her mom went to Antarctica when she was really young and like never came back. And so she's going to Antarctica to go look for her mom. So then she tries to look for some other people to join her, and then she finds these three other girls. And a lot of the anime is just like them finding each other and then bonding with each other in the beginning to go to Antarctica. And then they do the whole like adventure in Antarctica, but it's like really hard because they have to train for it, and they're all in high school still. And it's like harsh, and then there's a lot of like self-revelation and like finding out who you are and what your purpose is, and it's really sad and emotional, and like it's what do you call it, like when they grow up kind of genre.
Whoa, coming of age
genre, that's what it is.
Oh my gosh, wait, that sounds
and wow, it's kind of sad because you know like
holy cow.
The whole thing with the mom like makes you want to cry, but
that's
and then the insert songs. There's like a bunch of insert songs that just like play in there.
Oh wow, okay.
And wait, this seems like a really good this isn't it like is good. Movie. It's good. You should watch it, Tomo. You would like it. You would like it.
I would definitely like it. Wait, is it like a movie or like a
no, it's an anime. There's only one season. It's an original anime.
Wow. Okay. Oh, original anime. Those are some of those are good.
Yeah, there's no manga, I don't think.
Wow. Okay. That's really cool actually. Yeah. I am very much
if it doesn't inspire you to want to go to Antarctica, then I don't know what will. Cuz I was genuinely going to go to Antarctica after I watched that show.
Wait, actually. Oh my god. That's really funny. When you're when you're gullible, when you want to start playing volleyball after watching Haikyuu.
Wait, but actually though, I don't know how many people actually started playing Haikyuu because of, I mean, job volleyball because of everyone I know.
It's pretty good. I mean, yeah, okay. I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of inspired too. I feel like I don't think I picked up singing because of an anime, but I definitely picked up like some things, like thought about picking up some things because of anime.
Oh, that was me with Taekwondo. Aikido.
A Taekwondo anime?
No, Aikido. I started Aikido. That was my first martial art that I ever learned.
Oh,
Aikido, because in Taicho wa Maid-sama. What's her name? Misaki or whatever her name is like the Aikido captain.
Uh-huh.
And funny story. So I joined the Aikido squad in my local area, and there was only one other girl who's the same age as me. Everyone else was like a big buff dude. A big buff muscly hairy dude. So it was just me and this other little girl, and I was like, hey, can I tell you the truth? I joined Aikido because I really like this anime called Kaicho wa Maid-sama. And she's like, no way, me too. And I was like, wait, what?
Oh my god.
No way. That's
hilarious.
That's hilarious.
It's like same hat. Oh my god.
Yeah, and then we kind of wanted to start like a K-On! Band together. That never came into fruition because she played the bass.
Oh, and wait, what does having the bass, playing the bass have to do with that?
No, because, you know, like, Kayon, like, she plays the bass, I play the guitar / keyboard, and we were going to find other people to join our band so that we could be, like, Kayon.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but it just never happened because it never happened.
No, never happened.
Not because she plays the bass.
No. It just never happened because we were too busy. No.
That's fair. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I remember back in the Bun High School days, I was like, we were gonna start like a cover channel, like a chorus channel with our friends, and then we never did, and then I created my own channel and went my own way, but it is what it is. Yeah. Lots of high school dreams people have. Man. Right. I think I've mastered this thumbnail. I think this thing is not quite peak content, but it is.
I can't wait.
It is what it is. Oh wait, I need to put peeps on here. Hold on, peeps.
Oh my god, I haven't had peeps in so long. It is Easter season. All the Easter
candy's out. It's Easter today. It's Easter today.
Oh wait. Oh, I forget. I don't even know what day it is, Tomo.
That's fair.
That's the curse of working night shift, is you never know what day it is. And you don't really care either. Because you sleep during the day, you're up at night. It's like nothing happens, you know?
That's kind of sad, actually. Wow.
This is a very rare instant that you see Afi awake, so.
That's also, okay, that's understandable. Okay, why is this, active camera? I don't have an active camera. What? I don't even have a camera. Okay. Man. Okay. I don't know what. Oh, okay. That's why. Okay. It peeps in the background. Oh, I know what I can do. I can just rotate the peeps image here and I can fade it across the background. Oh, I'm a genius. Okay. Yeah. And then we just make it extremely large and then we lower the opacity. Oh, perfect. Perfect. And you can see the text of like the Shutterstock or whatever. Oh, clean. Wait, I can literally just take a picture of the peeps I have right here and use this for my thumbnail. Wait a minute.
Are you going to do a chubby bunny with it?
No, that'd be too generic. I'm dipping them in cursed sauces as I do.
Why not dip them in cursed sauces and then do a chubby bunny with them?
I would suffocate. I'd take one
portion
of the spicy sauce and I'd just start choking and no one would be able to save me.
I'm okay.
Yeah, it's just how it would be. So, okay, add to render queue and let's ship this thing. And then I'm going to go get tacos, but yeah.
Put the peeps in the taco.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that one. I mean, okay, to be fair, these have, like, milk in them or so, or, like, dairy? Like, may contain milk. Okay, I don't... Okay, sugar, corn syrup, gelatin. Okay, this thing is not going to neutralize that spice. That's...
Yeah, they don't have...
Yeah, no, it's just sugar. It's gonna burn even worse. Okay. That's a little unfortunate. Well... It is what it is. Okay,
it
now
is what it is.
Make my thumbnail here. Or, edit live stream. Oh, that's not the right button. Okay. Not delete. Okay. We're just going to... Okay, I still have 4.5 hours. We are chilling. Okay, cool. Birthday celebration. Perfect! I'm ready. Oh, now I have to figure out what sauces to dip my peeps in. All right, ketchup, mayonnaise... Maybe chocolate smoothie. Ooh, that sounds pretty good, actually.
Ooh, you should get that shell. Chocolate
milkshake. Oh, my God. That sounds really good, actually, right now. All right. Let me see. Mr. Seggy, still ready to go for tacos? Oh, he left without me. Okay. Let me check. Did he leave without me? I know. Okay.
12 p.m.
All right. Let's see. Are you already at tacos, Mr. Safety? Tacos. All right. And now, okay. I think I am going to call it before we go to tacos. Who knows? There may be a second birthday space. We shall see.
But thanks for stopping by, everyone. It's fun. I'm oh my god, no wait, he's been downstairs waiting this entire time.
Oh,
come on. I am so sorry.
Oh no.
It do be like that sometimes. Okay.
Well, hey, go get your
tacos. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna get my tacos. Where are my shorts? Hold on. Okay.
What? Right.
Be waiting, Sagi.
Oh.
Okay.
You're a hot mess.
Yeah, it's everything is a mistake. Everything is a mistake. Okay. I'm gonna wear my flip-flops. Just gotta grab a mask and then where are my flip-flops? Oh, they're in my gym bag, which is in my car. Okay. Socks, these ones have holes in them. Gotta get my wallet and yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I will see you guys later. That was really fun.
See you later. Have fun.
Yeah, taco time.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, no problem. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy birthday.